European soccer, similarly, is organized like hockey and baseball, and the birthday distributions in that sport are heavily skewed as well. In England, the eligibility date is September 1st. And in the Football Association's Premier League at one point in the 1990s, there were 288 players born between September and November, and only 136 players born between June and August. In international soccer, the cutoff date used to be August 1st, and in one recent Junior World Championship tournament, there were 135 players born in the first 3 months after August 1st, and just 22 born in May, June, and July. Today, the cutoff date for international junior soccer is January 1st. And if you look at the roster of the 2007 Czechoslovakian national junior soccer team, which made the Junior World Cup finals, do you know what you find? Of the team's 21 players, 6 were born in January, 6 were born in February, 3 were born in March, 1 was born in April, and no one on the team was born after the end of September. At the national team tryouts, the Czech soccer coaches might as well have told everyone born after midsummer to pack their bags and go home. Hockey and soccer are just games, of course, involving a select few. But these exact same biases also show up in areas of much more consequence, like education. Parents with a child born at the end of the calendar year often think about holding their child back before the start of kindergarten –